If God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, how can he change his mind?
It seems impossible, but Dr. Tony Evans says when it happens, there's a reason.
When God reverses and changes his mind, it's because he got something more for you to do.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. God can turn very bad news into very good news in as little as a heartbeat. But when that turning point moment comes, how do we know that the Lord will actually come through? We'll learn to spot the signs today as Dr. Evans brings us our lesson. Let's join him.
In 2 Kings chapter 20, we hear the cries of a man when he's asking for another shot at life. It's Hezekiah's crisis moment. Because verse 1 says, in those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. And Isaiah came to him and said, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. In other words, we have a terminal situation. He says in verse 3, God, I want you to remember something. He says, I've walked with you. I gave you my whole heart. And I have lived to please you. Before Isaiah, verse 4, had gone out into the middle of court, the word of the Lord came to him saying, return and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus saith the Lord God of your father David, I heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears, and I will heal you. On the third day, you will go up to the house of the Lord. You know what just happened? God just changed his mind. And he says, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your tears. Don't go too fast over those. He said, I heard what you had to say to me, heard your prayer. But I also felt your heart. I saw your tears. Let me tell you something about God that oftentimes we miss because we emphasize the truth, and we should emphasize the truth, but your God has a lot of feelings. When you read the scripture, the emotions of God are regularly and rampantly expressed in the Bible. The Bible regularly talks about God's anger. It talks about God's joy. It talks about the emotional side of God. He saw his tears, that is, he felt deeply with him, and he was touched. Now, some folk have fake tears. They cry to get to your emotions without much meaning behind the tears. God knows the difference because he says, I heard your prayer and saw your tears. I didn't just see you crying. Sometimes when I was a boy growing up and I'd be crying about something, my father would say, okay, keep crying. I'm going to give you something to cry for. He was unaffected by my tears. You know why? Because I was crying, but it was about the wrong thing. He says, Isaiah, go tell him, he's not going to die. Now, we've got to try to make theological sense out of this because of the consistency of God, the nature of God. Regularly in the Bible will say God repented. That means turned, changed his mind. He started one way, he stopped, and he went another way. How can that be? God always gives himself room without compromising his character. He even did it here. Get your house in order, for you shall die. The bad news is you shall die. The good news is there's still time, because it takes time to get your house in order. Look, God doesn't have to notify you if he's going to kill you. He doesn't have to say, get your house in order, you're going to die. He could just say, bam, and it's over. God creates a gap. God maintains flexibility whenever he gives time. I will add 15 years to your life. Verse 6. and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Don't miss this. I don't remember Hezekiah asking him all that. Hezekiah asked, what you going to do with the city and what you going to do? Hezekiah said, I'm dying. Remember me. God answers and says, okay, I'm a reverse. I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to let you die. In fact, I'm going to give you 15 more years. That's good news. But the question is, why does God change his mind? I'm not just giving you 15 more years so you can live longer. I'm giving you 15 more years to deliver somebody else. I'm going to deliver you so that you can become a deliverer. I'm going to help you so you can help somebody else. I'm going to make stuff better for you so you can make something better for this city and for the purposes of God. When God reverses and changes his mind based on your credit record and your prayer, it's because he got something more for you to do. He says in verse 7, then Isaiah said, take a cake of figs. And he took them and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Wait a minute, wait a minute. We're talking about King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, we know his problem. His problem is he's dying of infection because he's got an infected boil. He can go to any doctor. He can go to the creme de la creme. He can go to the cream of the crop. He can go to the best medical advice available, and none of them could help him. Because when we start the chapter off, he's mortally ill. God tells Isaiah, tell him, take some figs, put it on the boil, and let the figs suck out the infection. What God does is he uses a natural thing to bring about a supernatural result. But it wasn't anything evidently the doctors had used because he was mortally ill. See, that's why you got to be close enough to God to hear from God so that when he gives you a new way of doing something that none of the professionals know about, you can hear it, use it, and benefit from it. A lot of us are using professionals and we're not better off. We go to professional people to help us out with our money. We're still in debt. We go to professional people to help us out with our mental well-being, and we pay $300 an hour for them to tell us why we ought not be depressed. So you're paying professionals to solve a problem naturally that God wants to solve supernaturally. Now Hezekiah, I love this. This is the last section. I love this. Hezekiah says to Isaiah, because Isaiah is coming all with all this. Isaiah, you confusing me. You came in here a few minutes ago talking about I'm going to die. You come back and you tell me I'm going to live. Now you tell me you're going to put some figs on me and it's going to suck out the infection of my boy. I am so confused. Which is it? Hezekiah says, watch this now, watch this now. What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord on the third day? I heard the sermon, Isaiah, but I'm dealing with a contradiction because I don't know which message to believe. Your first sermon said, I ain't gonna make it. Your second sermon says, I'm gonna make it. I wanna be super sure that I'm living off the second sermon and not the first sermon. I need to know for sure what's gonna be the sign.
Dr. Evans will talk specifically about what those signs look like and how to spot them when he comes back after these words about his new book, Pathways.
The circumstances of your life may feel like random chance or luck, but in his new book, Pathways, Dr. Tony Evans says, even if that's how it feels, that's not how it is.
I know the score may be against you, but I know a quarterback who can turn defeat into victory. I know if you just let him have your life, he can throw a touchdown with your existence.
Pathways will help you recognize God's fingerprints on everything that comes your way.
He's operating behind the scenes, even using bad, evil people and situations to move things forward in order to accomplish His will.
Learn to face life with the confidence of knowing that what seem like the random pieces of your life are really part of God's plan for such a time as this.
He's doing something bigger than you can see. You need to trust Him where you are.
Pathways from Providence to Purpose, brand new from Dr. Tony Evans.
We depend completely on your generosity to keep this program on the air. So we'd like to support you as you support us by sending you a copy of this new resource as our thank you gift when you come alongside Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. Along with it, we'll send you a special bonus gift, all 10 lessons in Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory, including a bonus message we won't be able to present on the air this time around. Make the arrangements online at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222, where resource team members are standing by day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Let's get back to our message now. Here's Dr. Evans.
I want to talk to you a moment about signs. If the truth be told, we've all been in situations where we heard a word from God and we thought it was for us. But we wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure we weren't trying to force it, make it happen. We wanted to make sure this was really God talking to me and just not something I'm conjuring up in my mind. I want to know that I heard from God. A sign is a divine confirmation in the natural about what God has declared in the spiritual. A sign is not a replacement for God's word. In other words, you cannot appeal to a sign to contradict what God says. You can only appeal to a sign to confirm what God has said and that He was saying it to you. See, one sermon can go in a lot of different directions, so you need to know whether God was talking to you about your terminal situation. And so the book of Acts says, even in the New Testament, God confirmed His word with signs and wonders. It is a confirming thing. When you're in a terminal situation and you need a sure word from God about what you should do, how you should do it, where you should go, when you should go, it's okay to ask God for a sign, a validation or a verification. And signs normally relate to crisis situations. In other words, you don't need a sign for a normal thing or for an automatic thing or for an understood thing. You need a sign for a crisis thing where you need to be clear on your direction. For example, remember Gideon? Gideon started off with an army of 30,000. And God says, too many. He whittles it down. Too many. He whittles it down. Too many. He whittles it down. Too many. Gideon gets down to 300. God says, okay, now we're ready to go to war. Gideon says, you've got to be kidding. You have got to be kidding me. Houston, we have a problem. How in the world, God, am I going to go to war with 300 people? God says, 300 of the right people is all I need. I don't need 30,000 fools. I need 300 good folk. All right? So give me 300 of the right folk, and that's all I need. You know what Gideon said? Gideon said, I need a sign. I need a sign that I ain't made this up. I need a sign I ain't too much pizza. I need a sign that this was really you telling me to get down to 300. He says, I'm going to put this skin out on the ground. I want the dew to fall all over the grass, but I need the skin to be dry. God did it. He let the dew fall all around the grass, and yet the skin was dry. Gideon said, I ain't sure about that one. I need another one. He said, this time I want the skin to be wet, and I want the ground to be dry. I need you to do this thing twice, because I want to make sure I understood you. Why? Because it's a crisis situation. You asking me to go up against a whole army with 300 men. That's when a sign comes in. A few days ago, we had a major crisis in my family. This was a big time crisis. A decision had to be made. that would have staggering repercussions and implications. One of the main ways to address this crisis had to do with a plane reservation. The plane reservation was made for 12 hours from the time that the crisis hit the peak. It was 12 hours, and the reservation was made. The reservation was for 11:25. I get a call at 9:25 in the morning that the flight could not be taken for legal reasons. There were legal reasons why the flight could not be taken. So the flight had to be canceled for legal reasons and rescheduled. But in the gap of time between the scheduling of the flight at 11:25 and the rescheduling of the flight later on that day, a new word from God came that was different than the word up front that caused the scheduling of the flight. There was perceived to be a word up front that led to the scheduling of a flight that had the implications of a life-changing decision. But when the legal entered in, which forced the canceling of the flight, which bought time, another word was heard. When the discussion took place about the change of direction that on the previous day was going to go this way, but now it was going to go that way, the reason given, one, the lead reason given for the changing was the shifting of the flight. In other words, because for legal reasons, the flight couldn't be taken, that was viewed as a sign, a visible, tangible, divine interruption into the planned program that was totally outside of anything that could be controlled by a human being as an intervention by God. And the intervention totally reversed a life decision that was a crisis. And when I tell you crisis, I mean a crisis that flipped on a dime because a plane couldn't get caught. Hezekiah says, I need to see something because this is too critical an issue for me to think I'm right. In this family crisis, there was a prayer prayed. And the prayer said, Lord, between today and tomorrow at 11:25, we need you, if this is not the right decision, to intervene. We need something tangible that we can all grab, that there will be no question about it, and we need to know it was you. Hezekiah says, I want a sign. Isaiah says, well, here's what we can do. We can take the sundial, because they didn't have Rolexes and, you know, Rados and all of that. We can take the sundial. We can take, and it went up the steps of Ahaz. The steps of Ahaz operated like a sundial. So as the shadow went up the steps, you knew what time it was. You knew what time it was during the day, because that's how they told time, during sundials. So the shadow would go up the steps, and you know when it hit this step, it was 2 o'clock, hit this step, it was 3 o'clock. So he says, we can have a sign where God will speed up the sundial, and it won't go normal. It'll go quickly up the steps, so you know that this is not something natural taking place. Or, he says, we can ask God to take the sundial backwards. In other words, bring the shadow down the step. Well, that's time going backwards. You know, that's the clock going from, you know, from right to left. It's going backwards now. Hezekiah said, oh, your first way is too easy. See, I have questions. If it's still going the right way, I'll still have questions because I wonder whether, you know, let it go backwards. Because then I'll know it's supernatural. I'll know it wasn't just something I perceived wrong. I'll know it's supernatural. And so what God did was he took
the shadow of the sun and let it go in reverse to give a sign that what you just heard, you heard from me. My closing question is, does anybody need a reversal? Is there anybody here today who's terminal? Is there anybody here who's in a crisis and you can't fix it? It's too big, it's too deep. You can't get your arms around it, and you are literally dying. It's killing you. And you know it's killing you when you can't stop crying. He says he wept bitterly. It's killing you. And you need God to reverse it. You got to turn your face to the wall. But we got a problem, don't we? Suppose you got bad credit. Suppose you can't say, remember me. If your credit's bad, there's only one other option. Collateral. You got to put something else up. You got to bring something to the table. If your credit's bad, that means they can't trust your past record. So you got to bring something to the table. You remember Samuel's mother? Samuel's mother said, I can't get pregnant, I'm barren. But if you give me a baby, and by the way, make it a son, I will give him over to the vow, and I will turn him into the temple, and you can use him for your glory. In other words, would you take my promissory note? I'm going to give you the collateral. Here's what I'm going to give you. If you change your mind. And while you're waiting on the answer about whether he will receive the collateral, fix your credit so that the next time you go terminal, you'll be able to say, remember me.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a thought about where to find the hope we need to hold on during hard times. You'll want to stay with us for that. But first, a reminder, you can get the full-length version of today's lesson as a part of Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory, along with the brand new book I told you about earlier, Pathways. As I mentioned, we're offering them both as our thank you gift for any contribution you make to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. So make a point of visiting us today at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. While you're there, be sure to get details about an upcoming film event you won't want to miss. It's called Kingdom Men Rising, a look at how Christian men can learn to lead in a way that replaces good intentions with real-life results instead of excuses. Along with Dr. Evans, it features his father, Arthur, along with John Kitna, Tony Dungy, Kirk Franklin, Troy Vincent, and others. If there was ever a good reason to go out to the movies, this is it. Mark your calendar for April 29th and 30th when it comes to a theater near you. Again, you can get details online at tonyevans.org or reach out to our Resource Center by calling 1-800-800-3222, where team members are available 24 hours a day to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Thanks to the cross, Satan was defeated, and his authority over us was taken away. On Monday, Dr. Evans explains how many of us have given it right back to him and reveals how we can reverse the devil's rule in our lives. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up today's program.
One of the great things all of us need in life is hope. Hope is expectation about the future, that things will be better where I'm going than where I am or where I've come from. And the greatest hope that's given to us by God is the hope of eternal life. That when this life is over, we immediately enter into God's presence and don't have to worry about the scourge called death. So if you want to bypass death, you can do that because there's the hope of the gospel, the good news that anyone who comes to Christ for salvation, recognizing their sinfulness and their need for forgiveness, will be given that salvation when they come to Jesus for it.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.